You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blogs time here on RNIB Connect Radio, and once again I'm joined by Louise Carter, where we can chat to you more about the dogs you've had. So Louise, we will talk about your guide dog David at some stage, but first, it's an experience that doesn't happen often, but it does happen. So can you tell us a bit about your second guide dog, Vicky?
Yes, Vicky I had in 2019, and after about 3 or 4 months, I just felt something didn't seem quite right. I was going around reinforcing the roots with her, but something didn't seem right. She wasn't being able to maintain her focus, and then she started chasing me down people's drives after cats. So at that point, I contacted guide dogs to ask if I could get some help from them. They kindly came out and took her in for some additional training, but actually they made the decision to withdraw her from being a service dog.
Did they give you reasons as to why they reached that decision?
They had a chat with me on the phone to say that they were experiencing that she, again, was struggling to maintain focus and was struggling to disengage from the cat distraction. They decided to have a meeting, which they always do in these cases, I believe, with dog behavioralist and the management team. And it was a united decision that they felt that she wasn't coping with the work. So it was deemed better for her and all round, really, that they withdrew her.
How did it make you feel at that time?
When she went back for training, my gut reaction was I didn't know whether she'd come back or not, because what I was experiencing, I felt it might not be able to get the training back to where she needed to be. But obviously I wasn't the expert in that, but it's just a gut feeling. When I was spoken to about how I felt about Vicky, from what I'd experienced with guide dogs, I just remember saying, hand on heart, I don't feel safe out and about with her. So for me, it was, that was my concern. And they, I feel, felt that she was struggling to cope with the work. So in a way, when the decision was made, it wasn't a surprise, because it was a better decision for her and better decision for me. But at the time, it was just devastating, because you have a guide dog 1 minute and then you've not got one. And it was like really upsetting, actually. Yeah.
We'll move on to your guide dog, David, now. So that was your most recent guide dog. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of that process and how you met David?
Yes, David, I've had 2 years now. And again, I was put back on the waiting list when Vicky was withdrawn. And obviously, it was during the time of the pandemic. So things were put back a little bit with the pandemic. But he arrived August 2023. And I had the phone call to say, we think we've got a match for you, which was, again, very exciting. And he obviously came to my house. Again, a golden retriever, because I have to say I have a soft spot for golden retrievers. I do like golden retrievers. So he came into the house and he was very calm, very chilled, very laid back. And the trainers came in, had a chat, etc. And yeah, just started the training with him. So he's my first male guide dog, whereas there's females, and quite a bit of difference between the males and the females, I began to realise. So, but he's very chill, to say, very laid back compared to the other dogs, and a great companion.
What sort of differences did you notice between male and female guide dogs?
Apart from the obvious, where they are bigger, and I say obvious, but it didn't actually make me realise the implications, because obviously sometimes I travel in the footwells of passenger seats. So because he's a bigger dog, he takes up most of the space, which I don't mind. I can talk my legs around him. Whereas my female dogs were a lot smaller. I think also with him, he's more wants to be with you. So he's like a little shadow, which is lovely. He follows you around. So if I'm in the kitchen preparing food, I'll turn around and Bumpy will be on his bed. If I come back in the lounge a bit later on, without me realising, Bumpy's by my feet. So he's quite, wants to be with you, which is really nice. obviously he's a much bigger dog. So when out about in restaurants or places, he does like to spread out. So we have to make sure there's a bit more room for him to spread out. And also, funny as it sounds, when you're out about giving him instructions of what to do, it's almost like you can see his little cog in his brain working. So you have to give him a moment to process it before he does it. So that's quite cute, really. You have to give him a command and you'll say, turn right. And you have to wait a minute while he's processing. And then he'll be like, okay, I'll go right now. So, yeah, I think that's because he's quite laid back.
When it comes to his work, what sort of particular working skills he's got that stand out to you?
He's really, really hot on obstacle navigation. So wheelie bins that are scattered across pavements, he can navigate me around those. Cars half parked on pavements, he can navigate me around those. Also, he's been trained for me to find, when crossing roads, the what we call the up curb, which is the step on the other side of the road when you've crossed over. So he's trained to go to the curb, which all guide dogs are. But when he crosses over the road, I'll ask him to find the step or the up curb, and he can put his front paws on that and wait until I give him the command to carry on. So he's really good with that, and maintaining centre pavement work as well.
When it comes to his kind of unique personality traits, any that stood out to you?
He can be a little bit cheeky as well. So sometimes on a free run, he can have a bit of a stick fetish. So he can pick up a stick and shoot off. Or sometimes he is quite partial to really big sticks like branches. So you have to kind of distract him a bit with that. The other thing is he does this really funny thing. He does what I call a sideways headstand. So when he's really happy, he'll sort of sit on the lie on the side of his head, bum in the air, wagging his tail and sort of rolling around. And the other thing he does quite a lot is he'll just like roll on his back with his feet in the air, all spread out.
That's quite adorable. My dog loves doing that sometimes, or jumping up and down on the grass is one of his favourites, like a little rabbit. Well, fantastic. It's lovely to hear about your guide dog experiences and kind of how you've handled them. And great to hear that David is another fantastic companion to add to the list. So thank you very much, Louise Carter, for coming on and telling us about your guide dogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.